From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A unique life ended this weekend, someone you might not think you know. His name was Kim Peek. He was 58 years old. He died of a heart attack in suburban Salt Lake City. Kim Peek was the inspiration for the Dustin Hoffman character in the 1988 film Rain Man. He memorized almost everything he read and he heard, and he did this despite severe mental handicaps. NPR's Howard Berkus has this remembrance.
Kim Peek couldn't operate a light switch and he couldn't button his shirt, but his memory was so vast and deep and exact.
He was in a way a bit like a computer. In fact, there were those who called him Kim-puter.
Daniel Christensen is a clinical professor of psychiatry at the University of Utah's Neuropsychiatric Institute. And during the last 20 years, he examined, tested, and traveled with Peek.
He had a bottomless memory. Of course, that's really little more than recalling a fact. Then the ability to reason with them, to make sense of them, to know the implications, to make judgments based on them, that's a very different thing. And that's sort of where his mental abilities ended.
Peek was born without the bundle of fibers that connect the right and left hemispheres of the brain, but he mastered details about history, math, music, geography, and more. Most savants have a single focus. In 1988, Dustin Hoffman portrayed a character based on Peek in the film Rain Man. Here, Hoffman's character frustrates his brother, played by Tom Cruise, because he refuses to get on a plane.
American Flight 625 crashed April 27, 1976.
We don't have to take American. There's a lot of flights.
Yeah, take another airline.
Continental.
Continental crashed November 15, 1987. Flight 1713, 28 casualties.
The movie made Peek famous as the real Rain Man, and he was the subject of hundreds of articles and documentaries. This German film includes a scene in which American history students test Peek's memory.
This is my birthday, August 5th, 1947.
It was a Tuesday, and this year it's a Friday, and you retire in 2012 on a Sunday.
And what was the best picture when she was 15?
Lawrence of Arabia.
That's right.
Even NASA studied Peek, whose memory was sharp to the end. It was his heart that gave out this weekend. Daniel Christensen says there has never been and may never be another savant like Kim Peek. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.